The deadly H5N1 strain of bird flu is spreading across Turkey. Today, the World Health Organization said the virus has been detected in humans in 6 provinces across the central, northern, and eastern parts of the country. Last week, bird flu claimed the lives of 2 siblings from a remote border town in eastern Turkey. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Van in eastern Turkey.
State radio broadcast alerts today instructing Turks on how to avoid contracting the bird flu virus. It warned people to stay away from domestic poultry and wild birds, to avoid eating uncooked chicken, and it advertised a hotline for questions or concerns. Here at the Uzungjil Hospital in Van, where the virus claimed its first 2 victims last week, many visitors don surgical masks before they step into the building's freezing, unheated halls. The hospital's director, Dr. Hussein Shayan, says hundreds of other people showed up here for treatment in recent days, afraid that they too had contracted the disease.
There is a panic, but it's more than what we expected.
Shayan says more than 40 people have been hospitalized here and are being investigated for the virus. At medical supply shops throughout this snowbound town, merchants like Erhan Yilmaz said they were selling more than 100 surgical masks a day, as well as record amounts of latex gloves, to a rush of worried customers.
More than 100 in a day, and I have no masks and gloves. I haven't any stocks on as well. I finished everything.
But there was some good news. The 6-year-old boy, whose brother and sister died of avian flu at Uzungjil Hospital, was discharged today after testing negative for the virus. Health experts say that so far, most of the people being investigated for contracting the virus are children, often from the same family, who appear to have been in close contact with infected poultry. That has prompted the government to slaughter thousands of birds. But the program doesn't seem to have gotten very far. At this cluster of crude houses on the outskirts of Van, chickens and turkeys continue to peck in the snow of people's yards. Most families here supplement their meager incomes with the eggs and meat of their poultry. Several people, like this 40-year-old day laborer named Nuritin Arez, said their chickens have mysteriously fallen ill in recent days. There is fluid dripping from their beaks, Arez said. We called the hotline, but no one came. If you see the authorities, he added, please ask them to come take our birds. Nearby, this man named Mehmet Karatay said just hours ago he butchered his own 6 chickens and then threw them in the woods, only to see dogs drag the corpses back into the neighborhood. An official from the World Health Organization says bird flu is now well established in this region. And yet that did not dampen spirits in downtown Van, where the atmosphere was festive as residents finished up last-minute shopping ahead of a week-long Muslim holiday. Yesterday, 3 cases of bird flu were discovered in people living hundreds of miles west of here near the Turkish capital, Ankara. Health experts say with every additional case, there is more of a risk that the virus will mutate and begin spreading from person to person, making it far more contagious and deadly. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Van in eastern Turkey.